This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Life Fitness, workout in comfort and train whenever. Save 10% off your order with code MMA10. Purity Coffee, organic certified, high in antioxidants and free of contaminants. Save 30% off with code MMA. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, MMA Nuts, episode 745.
745!
My name is Engel Weigel.
Matt Griffith, and my show, by MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. Drinking straight vodka.
Yeah, vodka from the tap.
Everclear. Yes. This guy's got Everclear running out of his tap water.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good in the
hood. H2O. Trying to stay healthy and hydrated over here.
That's what it's about.
Yes.
It's good for the joints. Hey, how about this weather?
Yeah, it's like 60-some degrees in Chicago today. I'm confused. I don't know. It's going to get cold again. Don't worry.
Oh, it will. By the weekend, I think it's supposed to be
back in the 30s.
Freezing, yes. Okay. But we went through that fucking terrible cold stretch, and it was crazy because just, you know, looking out the window today, how many people were out and about. And
heck yeah.
Like, fucking amount of kids and their fucking electric scooters. I'm like, you pussies. Fucking manpower that shit. Everyone's me. I don't know about your neighborhood, but mine, we got a bunch of bitch kids. Everything's electric. There's no one using a people power.
And you wonder why zip around the neighborhood and get killed.
Like crazy fast, too. Yeah. These fucking things. No helmets. I probably wouldn't wear one. I never did. But that wasn't a thing when we were kids. We didn't wear a fucking helmet. That was the fucking special kids wore the helmets. So anyway, I could digress or I could keep talking. Depends. what should we talk about? UFC this weekend? I mean, you know, one of the most epic cards in UFC history. Sean Strickland.
Yes.
Versus Anthony Hernandez. So you have the number 3 and number 4 headlining. And then we kind of just drop. You have the number 12. I like to just look at the numbers. I don't always look at the names. 7 and a 9. You're like, what are we doing? Hey, look at that. We got pictures for everyone now. That might be a first. Fucking, I want to go back to this main event. Sean Strickland, huh? It feel like it's been a while since he fought, no?
Yeah.
I can't read the date. Last year?
It's been a year? Yeah, it's almost a year ago. Yeah, wow. Exactly, to the day.
That's odd. He wasn't injured, was he? I don't think so.
I don't recall exactly what happened to him. Didn't he get in trouble for something? I thought he got in trouble.
Oh, maybe he had a 6-month suspension for coming in the cage and throwing bombs at someone.
I think that's what it was. Yeah.
What was that? Chris Curtis? Yeah. That's a good call. I forgot about that. Because I think they were trying to really put the screws to him. And I think the UFC even banned him because they're like, it's probably safer, Sean, if you stay away because we don't need any more. We don't need you out for like fucking 2 years and that. And I don't know if he'll make it to the UFC White House card. I don't, you know, have you heard anything else about the White House?
No, card? Suppose there was a rumor that Dana and Donald Trump are meeting this week or something to discuss it. I don't know. I haven't heard anything like concrete.
No, I thought they were finalizing it this week. And I think Nate Diaz was out there too, trying to throw his name in the ring. Saying, hey, I'll come back and I'll take Max Holloway, Dustin Poirier, and Conor McGregor. I'm like, out of those three, like, who would you want 1, 2, and 3 as his opponent?
Dustin Poirier is number 3.
Yeah.
I like Max Holloway better because Conor just annoys me now. I don't really want to see Conor do anything else. But simply for that fact, I think it might be a better fight with Conor. But
yeah, it would be a more fair fight because I think he's been out for a while. And
yeah,
excuse me, Nate's going to be
Nate's skills have fucking dropped off, so they that might be. And Max is going to fucking wreck him, so maybe that's what needs to happen. Do
Yeah,
him and
maybe.
Max.
Yeah, I'm in.
All right. What else has happened to
Let's see. Oh, Cain Velasquez, he got released from jail. Did you? I don't know if you knew this. He was supposed to get out in March, but apparently he did some shit for good behavior, did his time, like quality time, and they let him out.
I
If
think
you're.
his family met him with a mariachi band.
Oh, I didn't know that part, but
Yeah,
that's
there's a
amazing.
little video, but
Oh, those bands are cool. Super expensive. Freaking hire those mariachi dudes. A couple grand for like a few hours. They don't mess around.
No, so that was cool. Hopefully he has everything under control. I don't know if he's going to be coaching or training. I did see a picture with him and when Josh Thompson and Javier Melendez, whoever the coach is, if I got his name right, at AKA.
Yes.
So we'll see what happens with that. I thought he was doing some professional wrestling, no? He was doing a little bit.
Okay, I don't
But I think
remember.
he had, I don't know if he had an ankle monitor. Because I think it's, I don't
Maybe.
know if that was work release, because I think he was supposed to be home, but if you're going to work, you can do it. And maybe he had that on, maybe he didn't, but we'll see what happens. Because I don't even know the other side of that story with what happened with this kid and those other people that he went after? Like, did they ever see any prosecution?
I don't know. I just stopped following after he went to
I
prison.
know, right? Like, I
Story was
don't know
over
what's
as far as I'm
going
concerned. That's it.
on. Yeah. So that's is what it is. Speaking of, probably do a little sponsor action.
You're reading my mind. This episode is brought to you by Mud Water. Did you
That's
know,
right,
Matt,
right
that Mud
here.
Water now has protein powder, vegan protein powder? And did you know it comes in two flavors, vanilla and chocolate, and it's delicious?
Whoa.
Love the stuff. Good quality energy, right?
Yes.
And that's the wrong ad. I've not been wearing their everyday wear because that's a different ad. That's where Mud Water comes in. The original blend is a coffee alternative made with cacao, chai, turmeric, and functional mushrooms like lion's mane and
Cacao.
reishi. You get a warm, focused boost without that wired buzz or the midday crash that usually tags along with a regular cup of coffee. So whether you're mixing up the original blend, putting some protein powder in, easing into something gentler than your usual brew, Mud Water makes it ridiculously easy to start the day feeling good.
That's right. And every single ingredient in Mudwater's products are 100% USDA certified, organic, non-GMO, gluten-free, vegan, and kosher. There's also zero sugar and no sweeteners added. So,
Oh.
ready to make the switch to cleaner energy? Head to mudwater.com. And grab your starter kit today. Right now, our listeners get an exclusive deal up to 43% off your
Whoa.
entire order, plus free shipping and a free rechargeable frother when you use code MMA. I use that every morning, by the way,
Yeah,
and
that thing's amazing.
it's the best. And that's right, you get up to 43% off with code MMA at MUDWTR.com. And after your purchase, they'll ask you how you found them. Please show your support and let them know that we sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Chubbies. I've been wearing their everywhere pants literally every day. I love how comfortable the elastic waistband is. It's basically like you're wearing
That's
sweatpants.
the
Chubbies was
best.
founded, I know, everyone wants to have that feeling. Chubbies was founded in 2011 by a group of friends with a simple mission: rid closets of uncomfortable clothes and put the fun back in functional fits. They set out to create shorts, trunks, and polos that put personality back into the wardrobe with fits that look good and feel even better. Whether you're weekending, weekdaying, or aggressively avoiding responsibilities, Chubbies keeps you comfy, casual, and dangerously confident.
That's right. And Chubbies has a wide range of shorts from casual to athletic to swim. Classic lines, swim trunks, include a supportive boxer brief liner to keep you dry, comfortable, and chafe free. While everywhere shorts let you join the party of the elements with stretchy, water resistant, quick dry fabric. For a limited time, Chubbies is giving our listeners 20% off with code MMANUTS at chubbieshorts.com. That's 20% off your order with code MMANUTS. Give your thighs the VIP treatment they deserve with Chubbies. Support our show. Tell them we sent you. Just like that, back to the show.
Yeah, let me I forgot to mention this. We were talking about Sean Strickland. Here he is in the gym with Michelle Pereira, and they're supposed to be sparring.
He only knows one speed.
Like, does this look like sparring? It looks like more than sparring.
No, they're fighting.
He's going for it.
Why does he keep yelling feng shui? Feng shui.
Oh, you got him.
Yeah, I just saw a similar video like that with Sean Strickland and Mike Perry. Fucking, like, I get it. He wants to train super fucking hard. We'll see how that works out this weekend.
Yeah.
You see, UFC's got a new cologne.
I thought that was just a rumor. Is it real?
Yeah. This is from their website.
What does it smell like? I'm so curious.
Ass.
Is it gloves?
Ass, championship ass, or contender ass?
Are there three flavors?
Yes.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah, so...
good marketing.
You know, you look at the takedown final round, ultimate KO. And it's actually on Amazon. I think if I click one of these.
Huh.
It's pricey.
$60 for 3 ounces. Huh?
Yeah. Vanilla perfume.
Know what you're getting for Christmas next year. Next year, I should say.
Well, I mean, I kind of like the glove. Is kind of cool.
It is cool.
You know, if you're into fisting, but you know, they got different ones. I know I clicked one link and it showed me a million different fucking things. Maybe there's a big one that shows everything.
Oh, what's the red? This looks aggressive.
Yeah.
Ultimate KO.
Ultimate. I think this one shows everything. Yeah, so there's like all sorts of packages and
let's
see what
the gold one's
is
the most
one
expensive.
Cardamom, lavender, cedarwood notes, bold, long lasting.
There you go. All right, guys, you need to send us some of this shit. We need to try it out.
Well, I'm wondering, like, how big is this? Because I'm expecting it to be the size of a fist. And it's probably like
no.
Keychain.
Like a 7-year-old's fist.
Yeah.
No, it's bigger than that. 3.5 ounces, that's a good size. Yeah.
Probably like a gummy size. That's what I'm thinking. I'll have to look at the dimensions. So that was interesting. I got one other. They had a weird grappling match over the weekend, and I'm probably going to have to blur this out, but there's this guy. So it said UFC heavyweight Valder Walker, who is Johnny's brother, just tapped out Zion Clark. Zion's the guy who's like missing half his body. And
oh, okay.
I don't know why we had them grappling. We probably don't need sound.
What in the hell? How do you even grab that guy?
Well, and the heavyweight guy is known for his like leg locks and heel hooks. I mean, what are we doing here?
I'm not sure. It's confusing. I don't know what I'm looking at.
Exactly.
It's
this
really
does
weird.
Not
it's
look good.
Freaking me out.
It's a bad. This is a bad scene. Because the weird thing is, too, I don't even know if he's got. It looks like he's missing his genitals. Like he's got no hips. I don't know. I don't like this. You know how my feelings are about the handicap in MMA. They don't belong. Unless you're fighting someone with the exact same thing.
Right.
And can't we make that guy a fucking cyborg? Like, what the fuck? Why isn't he like exoskeletoned up?
Yeah, no kidding. Maybe he has that. I just can't use it during the fight. I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like if you're going to be disadvantaged, you should be super advantaged. I think they're working on that shit. I think Elon Musk was talking about that. Like, we're going to make things so much better. So, like, if you're missing your arm, you're going to get a fucking super arm. Because if they're doing all that robot shit, they're going to fucking cyborg you out 100%.
Yeah.
Which would be exciting and terrifying. Because I don't want to be fighting no cyborgs, you know? Fuck that. What else is going on out there?
Well, we were talking about Dustin Poirier earlier. I don't know if you know, but the man broke his toe. Check this
Get
out.
hurt, but I'm gonna do it for camera. Y'all ready? What do we got?
Watch his toe. That's just really dumb. Like, how dumb do you have to be? I have a
I
broken
don't
toe.
know.
I'm going to make it more broken.
I can do that with my pinky toe too, but I could take my pinky toe and turn it like 90 degrees that way. I don't know why. Something's wrong with it. Just on my right
That's really
foot. I'm
creepy.
like, hey, look at this. I think, I don't know how, if I can torque it all the way around.
We don't need to see it. We believe you. What the hell?
Yeah, it goes at least 90 this way. Like, it's so straight. And then I just turn it.
And it doesn't hurt.
Nah. I don't know. I must have broke it at some point. So something's probably damaged in there, but it's
Yeah.
a fucking toe. I mean, you break, I've broken many toes and you just tape them together.
That's
Hopefully
right.
they heal
The
right. But
breaker of toes.
yeah, that's my
Great.
nickname.
Toe breaker.
Matt, the toe breaker Griffith, the breaker of
That's
toes.
actually a good name. I think you should go for
That's
that.
right. I like it. Let's see. Let's do a little tweet of the week. Let's see what I came across. You never know what happens when I open these. So apparently there's a new bread in Sweden or Finland. Good luck on the pronunciation on that.
Juicy pussy.
Might have it. I'm just saying. Kind of looks
Huh.
like Holly Holm too, a little
It
bit.
looks like some sort of bagel.
Yeah. Weird. So that was happening. Let's do a little ring card ratings. I don't know if these ladies are current or not because I've seen this is PFL and BKFC, but we'll just do it based on this picture because I don't know if these ladies are current or not.
Okay.
Based on this picture, is it PFL or BKFC?
Go back one more time.
PFL,
I'm gonna go BKFC.
BKFC. And the one thing I want to also point out is notice them compared to the standard UFC girls who are like tiny
The girls
and
on the
no
left look
meat.
AI or something. It's weird.
Yeah, maybe they are. Who knows? I'm gonna go with PFL. I don't think you can go wrong with either choice here because thicker is healthier, and I think the UFC's finally come around to some of that because you don't have like Ariane and Brittany out there anymore.
Yeah.
So, let's see what else is going down.
Let's see what else we've got. I have a, here we go. I'm gonna play this a little alternate sport. We have, and I present to you something more exciting. Giant women versus strongest dwarves. Check this out. More exciting than does this offend you as the thing you showed me a minute ago?
No,
Are you
no.
good with this? You're good with this?
If you have all your limbs, if you're 100% of a body, I'm okay with whatever you want to do. The little guys will win 100% of the time.
Because they're
They're
men.
strong as fuck.
The women look pretty strong too.
Nah, but these little guys will beat the shit out of them.
Anyways, I can't play sound. I'm gonna
No.
stop sharing. There's music.
Yeah, that's the problem with a lot of these vids. And then I got to worry about, like, what do I need to take out of this video? Here's a punching machine. I want to hope this is AI, but I feel like this isn't. This is what happens if you get a crazy man on the fucking punch machine.
Yeah. What the hell?
So he hits this machine.
No. Beat it. Beat it. Yes. I'm feeling sorry. Come out here. I feel like I can chin someone. I feel like I can. Yeah, I'm going to chin some lady. What's this? What?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's AI. He just teed off on someone. That's
No
gonna have
way.
to be all blurred out.
Yeah.
And then I'm
I have a
down to
KO and that's
notch.
it.
Yeah, go ahead.
A little boxing here.
He needs a feet store.
Oh yeah, thank
Oh,
you. I had saw that one and I forgot. Or I lost it in my
need to speak slower.
inbox, but
Yeah.
fuck.
He was just that uppercut was nasty.
And that guy is just sitting there out, just like, what the fuck
Yeah.
happened to me? What the fuck hit me? I'm getting right into knowledge. We got.
Knowledge. We've been watching a little bit of the Epstein thing on Netflix. Very disturbing. I can't really watch it,
Yeah, that
but
whole thing is
she's been watching it. I'm just
icky.
like, I don't know how you watch this. This is like disturbing. What the fuck? This guy's crazy.
Yeah, it's demonic. I don't want any part of it. I don't want to know. Just
Seems like really, really disturbing. Like,
arrest everybody that was doing bad shit and put them away for a long time,
yeah,
please.
totally.
Because it's just every day, like another person fucking
Yep.
resigns. Today was a Pritzker, who's a cousin of JB Pritzker. He just quit the Hyatt Hotels, goes into retirement. Because his name was all over that shit, so a lot of dirty fucks, and hopefully some justice will be served. Here's a little knowledge for you. So this guy ordered a little product for Valentine's Day. Fucking
Real doll? Oh my God.
Princess Leia version.
Oh, good Lord.
He looks
What's he going
super
to do with
happy.
that thing? Is my question.
Exactly. So that, and I started watching whatever that Game of Thrones spinoff is.
Oh, yeah. How is it?
Four episodes deep. It's weird because it's very slow, where some of the other series, like a lot of time passes between each episode. This is almost like day one is episode one, day two is episode two, day three. Like that's how slow we're moving along here. So I'm four in, shit's starting to heat up. And then finally, like at the, I think it was the end of episode four, they played like the theme music to Game of Thrones. I'm like, holy shit. Because none of the shows have had any theme music. It just starts and shit's happening. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? But they said, I guess tonight's show or whenever that came out, the fifth one was the highest rated show out of any Game of Thrones, I think.
I wonder why.
So I don't know. I'm gonna have to find out tonight. Like some
Is it
shit's
good?
going down. It's getting better as it goes on. It's just like it starts very slow. Like I would like more progression, like give
Yeah.
maybe a couple weeks, because it seemed like Game of Thrones, that show. Like things were progressing, like the time frame wasn't just day to day, like maybe a month or whatever. And then that House of the Dragon, that thing went from season one was really cool, but then they aged it, I don't know, 20 years from season one to season two. And then they're calling flashbacks in. And then the other stupid fucking thing with some of these episodes and seasons that I'm noticing, it's 2 years from one season to the next season. How the fuck are you supposed to remember what the hell happened?
You have to watch it again.
Right? Like, I have
Yeah.
no idea what happened. And then I'm like, please recap me, because fuck, I can't. Why is there a 2 year cycle now between seasons? Like,
Yeah, good
we would
question. I don't
shit
know.
on Game of Thrones when they were late, like, because it
Yeah.
was like you do whatever it is, your eight episodes, and then you do your next season comes out next year. And then they're like, oh, we need to push. We need to push. Oh, there's a fucking writer's strike. Oh, goddamn
Yeah.
COVID. Fuck.
Maybe I'll check it out. Is it still on Max?
Yeah, it's HBO Max. I think that the episodes are relatively short. I think they were 30 minutes.
Okay.
So I did that. And what was the other thing I was watching? Oh, The Witcher. They had replaced that fucking actor I hate that played
Henry Cavill or
Superman.
whatever?
Yep.
I don't
So he
like him
got
either.
replaced with Hemsworth, the budget one, not the Thor one.
The budget Hemsworth.
Whatever his name is. Then that's okay. You know, that was a night of, you know, just chilling out and, you know, maybe some things in the system while you watch it play out.
Yes, I
It
hear that.
was better than the Henry version, but I made it through an entire season in one night, but I think that was 6 hours or 8 hours. I don't know.
Okay, short episodes then, I guess, huh?
Yeah. Or they may have been hour long. I don't know. I might have to go back and watch some of it, but I got the gist of it. So, anyway, that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
All righty. Well, that's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Grunert, thanks for playing.